Concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Just before that announcement, you heard Gilligan Moss with the tune Only One from Speaking Across Time. Kelly Lee Owens before that with Love You Got from Dream State. Right now you're listening to Caitlin, Ariella, Smith, and Joe Goddard with their tune Neptunes. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. was Caitlin Ariella Smith and Joe Goddard with Neptunes. I'll be back in about 30 seconds with Metronomy and Porridge with Petty Boy. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're such a
heard Ben Bomer with the tune Beautiful. Or actually, no, you just heard Robag Room with the tune My Gloomy Head, I Still Care For You. Flying Lotus before that with Ingo Swan from his new Spirit Box EP. And coming up next, we'll have Ben Bomer with Beautiful featuring Malou from the recent release Bloom. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Every morning.
You just heard Josh Wink with the tune Clark Park. Before this, Alighted with 7 to Colchester. And coming up after a really quick announcement, I'll have Dream Cycle Inc. with the tune Dub Orbit from Steps of Deeper Slumber. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the playlist online at wrct.org.
Yeah, well, this is Kimani Mali, and you're listening to WRCT-FM. Keep it locked, Rasta.
Listen! Hi, this is Jesse from Mastercraft, and you're listening to the smooth sounds of WRCT 88.3 FM in stereo.
Just before that announcement, you heard Weevil with the tune I Saw You, the Night Version, from the Night Version's EP. Sam Redmore before that with Pride from the new release Modulate. Right now you're listening to Leon Rom with the tune All Night from the Basement Meditation EP. I'm DJ Firefly, and this is Couch Dancing on WRCT. We'll be right back. listening to Anna Luneau with the title track to the release Pearl. Francois Dubois and Liam Garcia before this with Alive. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you missed a show or you want to get in touch with me, feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Is Law and Disorder. Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with Ben Wisner, one of the leaders of the American Civil Liberties Union, on what's going on with the new Trump administration.
Ben will address the serious threats to civil rights and civil liberties in the second Trump administration. Then we'll be joined by Daniel May, the publisher of Jewish Currents magazine, on the identity crisis facing the Jewish left when it comes to the genocide in Gaza.
There's a new regime at the magazine, young people, people in solidarity with the Palestinians.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties. Today, Donald Trump is headed back to the White House, and the nation is preparing for a devastating onslaught of civil rights and civil liberties abuses. Organizing, mobilizing, and resisting is going on all over the country. Within hours after the election, the ACLU made the following announcement, quote, "Starting on day one, we're ready to fight for our civil liberties and civil rights in the courts, in Congress, and in our communities. We did it during his first term, filing 434 legal actions against Trump while he was in office, and we'll do it again. We've done the work, and today our track record shows that we know how to fight his attempts to restrict our civil liberties and civil rights." To learn what the ACLU has planned, we're very pleased to be joined by Ben Wisner, the director of the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project. For more than two decades at the ACLU, Ben has litigated cases involving the right to protest, freedom of expression online, government surveillance practices, airport security policies, targeted killings, and torture. Since July of 2013, he has been the principal legal advisor to NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, and I want to add an extraordinary ally in the fight to free Julian Assange. Ben is a graduate of Harvard College and New York University School of Law and was a law clerk to the Honorable Stephen Reinhardt of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. I first met Ben as a young lawyer out here in Los Angeles, and it's a privilege to have watched him lead this cause. Ben, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Steve, it's a great pleasure. As you point out, you and I have known each other for more than 20 years. My first day at the ACLU was in Los Angeles just 5 weeks before the 9/11 attacks. So my short career compared to yours has been full moments of great drama and great peril for civil liberties.
Thank you. The ACLU and the entire nation has already lived through 4 years of Donald Trump. Generally, before we get to specifics, what have we learned from that experience that may better equip us to confront Trump the second time around?